We were also talking about the issue of venetoclax and rituximab, but I see you have a 49-year-old man who got venetoclax, obinutuzumab. You were talking about that combination. What happened with him?
Right. Well, he's doing great. He's a very complicated and difficult case with unmutated disease with 13q deletion initially, got about 4 years out of FCR, was enrolled on our phase one trial with BR and ibrutinib, and got about 4.5 years out of that, progressed with a cysteine mutation in BTK. But his progression was not that aggressive. We tried enrolling him on a trial with alpelisib and an investigational HDAC inhibitor called ruxolitinib. But he actually had some of that severe autoimmune hepatotoxicity early on, likely related to his very young age, as well as his unmutated IGVH. And so he wasn't able to stay on that. We then tried another trial with the CC-122, which is a novel lenalidomide-like drug, and obinutuzumab. He didn't have enough response to that, and he was already on obinutuzumab. And so then I introduced venetoclax and continued with the obinutuzumab. And his nodes, which had been in the 6-7 centimeter range, were completely resolved within 2 months of that combination. And his bone marrow, which was completely packed, 90%+, was down to about 10%. And I think the interesting question with him now is what to do with him. He's very young, 45. I didn't mention, but he also showed evidence of acquisition of a TP53 mutation as well as this BTK cysteine mutation. And now he's going to achieve likely an MRD negative complete remission on venetoclax obinutuzumab. So do we just observe him on that regimen when we have nothing else known that we can give him after that? I think that probably he should strongly consider an allogeneic stem cell transplantation as potentially curative therapy given his high-risk disease.
Yeah, I was asking John Gribben because he wrote one of those How I Treat papers on using allo and CLL. And I said, well, nowadays, how are you approaching? And he said, I start thinking about it when I know there's no option beyond that. That kind of sounds like where this patient is right now. Is that sort of your approach to allo?
I would say so. I do start thinking about it in people who progress on active ibrutinib therapy who are young enough to be candidates. CAR T or allo, I start thinking about it. The issue is we do have venetoclax. As I mentioned, responses are not as good or as deep after ibrutinib progression. And then we don't know what we have after that because we don't have data with the PI3 kinase inhibitors in this setting. And so I start the conversation then so we can think about timing and think about risk-benefit and monitoring. Patients who do achieve, say, an MRD negative complete remission on venetoclax, though, it may be safe to monitor them closely and then proceed at first early relapse. But patients who only achieve partial response on venetoclax, the data suggests they progress, that unlike ibrutinib, unlike kinase inhibitors, partial responses are not so stable on venetoclax. And so one needs to be aware of that to potentially move to the next option.